Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods. The
Score! Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins, and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
We do love jumping into the film with Tim Jenkins. His YouTube video, The Breakdown of the Bears Game, is out. I'm going to confess, I haven't watched it yet. That was on my list probably today. So I'm sorry, Tim Jenkins, at T Jenkins Elite. He is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. And of course, you can watch his breakdowns on YouTube. In the meantime, he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, and via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Tim?
Uh-oh.
Tim.
I mute myself every week listening to the ads, and then I always say I'm doing great, and it's just 50-50. I'm okay. Like Caleb Williams, you know, on this Bears offense. I'll come alive in the fourth quarter right when you give up on me.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, what'd you see?
I'm like really happy that they won, because I was about to come on here and be like, boys and girls, we were talking playoffs last week, and now I'm depressed. So, no, I mean, I think, honestly, you peel back the tape, and this was, like, I really think from the tape perspective, is one of his better games as a pro. Like, it was really exciting. We just found ways to shoot ourselves in the foot, whether it be drops or penalties, to where I think the stat line and the way the game ends is, like, a horrific way to beat the Giants. Here's the other thing I'll say about this Giants team is, as bad as I think they are at times, it's funny breaking down the Broncos and the Bears consistently, because the Broncos had one of the greatest fourth quarters of all time to try to beat this Giants team, and they're 8-2, right? So it's like both of the Broncos and the Bears, if the season ends today, are in the playoffs, and they both really struggle to put away this Giants team. So I really don't know if that's like an indictment on the Broncos and the Bears, or if it's a lot of why you saw Brian Daboll go, right? Is that this Giants team is actually sneaky better than you would think, and they just find ways to lose games, whereas some of these better teams are finding ways to win games in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, a lot of stuff there. What I tell you is I think it was one of Caleb's better games as a pro. I think we got to be excited that we finally have a team that feels like they have competitive grit when it comes down the stretch. And then now we're entering the gauntlet of the schedule where – you look at it and you go, man, if we can find a way to steal some of these games, we're going to be in the hunt come those last two against San Fran and Detroit.
Why I love talking to you, Tim, is not just for the evaluation of Caleb himself, but also we get kind of a look at what Ben Johnson is doing from a design standpoint and a week by week where he's trying to take this offense. I was honestly shocked that they didn't try to run the ball more earlier. What did you make of what they were trying to do in the first half of this game from an offensive standpoint?
I'm going to be honest. I'm with you, like, on looking back, right? Looking back at it, I'm like, man, I wish they would have ran it more. Simultaneously, the middle of the field was just wide open the whole day. The amount of, we would call it like a shin six. So if you think about the old school route tree, a six route was an in route, okay? So then Then we decided, oh, hey, we need a basic. That's a 10-yard in. Well, hey, man, we need a shin six. It's a little bit deeper than a basic, and you're going to roll it in. Well, then we need the old school dig. That's all the way to 20 yards. No matter what we were throwing, whether it be a shin six in, a true old school dig, a basic, everything was open. We just couldn't, catch the dang thing at first, right? I mean, the amount of balls that just like went off our chest on the old school like shin sixes or dig routes, I think it was two or three of them. Then we get in a scramble drill. So to me, it's like looking back, yeah, I wish we'd have ran the ball more because it's a heck of a lot harder to mess up a handoff than it is to mess up, you know, throwing and catching that thing. Simultaneously, there's a big piece of me schematic that I understand why Ben was doing it, because like when you have wide open where it's like, man, there's not a guy within 5 yards, like that's hard to pass up as a play caller, right? You're sitting there like, man, at some point. It was funny because we had been throwing Zacchaeus, you know, that we had been throwing Zacchaeus the ball the whole time, and he had had a couple of drops over the middle, and then we formationally get Rome to be that guy down the stretch, and of course he does a good job catching the ball, which is part of why his dad's like, hey, we got to throw the kid the ball more. So to me, I do think I get why he wasn't. I'm with you looking back on it going, we were just ripping off chunk plays in the run game. We probably should have stuck with it. But I also get why, from their perspective, they were trying to attack down the middle of the field, because it was just, it was there, and it was only a matter of time before we started executing every phase of it.
Tim, I would get more into this, and I think it was probably music to the ears of Bears fans to hear you say that this was one of his better games as a pro. Why was this one of Caleb Williams' better games as a pro?
Yeah, for me, a lot of it, you know, and I've come on here, I feel like, and we've talked about it pretty consistently of, man, hey, give those concepts a shot, right? We've got some really great concepts, you know, give them one more hitch, give them one more click. And he finally did that. So for me, it's like, man, you saw him play within structure, call it 70% of the time.
Okay.
Then you saw him be Caleb Williams, unsackable. It felt like,
my God,
30% of the time.
The elusivity that he has is like close to a 10 at this point.
Yeah, it's incredible. So for me, it's like right now we're at that 70-30 split. And like, I'm old school, right? I want to see us get to more 85-15 where it's 85% of the time on time. If we didn't have Ben Johnson, I would actually be okay in the 70-30 world. But Ben Johnson, I view in that same Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan light of like, man, we're going to scheme some stuff open. Let's actually play on time more like 85%. And a lot of people, this is one thing I talked about at the end of the YouTube video I did, where it was like, hey, I want to see him play on time 85% of the time. A lot of people are conflating playing fast with playing on time, because then I saw in the comments, you guys know I love reading the comments, but it was like, it was
why
like,
do you do
hey,
that to yourself?
We all do it to ourselves. You know, that's
no,
why.
Post and Ghost, his Post and Ghost advice was really good, but I'm about to contradict
post
it.
Post and Ghost.
The Post and Ghost is great advice. Now, I can't do it, but the Post and Ghost, it's good advice. But what I will say is it was a cool window for me to see the comments, because, you know, the ones that weren't like, hey, Tim, you're losing your hair, or you're ugly as hell. We got rid of those ones. But the other ones where it was like, hey, Caleb Williams can't play on time. Look how long it takes him to throw. I do want to talk about that for a second, because it's, and I know we see on TV a lot, oh, hey, look, it, you know, he's under 3 seconds getting the ball out. That's not really necessarily what I mean when I say playing on time. If we have a shot play called where it's inside zone 7-hitch footwork, you'll never throw under 3 seconds, and that's perfectly okay. We have, you know, double chip. We're keeping 8 guys in. For me, it's more playing on time with the concept called, and that is getting way better. He's giving these things not only one hitch, the you know, a single hitch to my deep guy, another hitch, boom, I'm hitting my deep over. That's where he's growing. And I think if we can get him to 85% playing on time in the structure, and then the other 15% is, hey, man, go be special. You know, a couple of those where it was DJ, I thought maybe could have caught it. We had another one in the end zone I thought we could have caught. And then if we get those, the other 15%, look out. Because this offense, to me, it's like, man, if you can get Jared Goff ish level of play from the pocket with how good Caleb is and how gifted he is, this thing is dangerous. You're going to see it somewhere between what the Lions and the Ravens are. Ooh. Or the Lions and like the Bills, where you get that Josh Allen extending the play, but you couple it with playing on time with concepts that you know are going to be there. This thing could be dangerous, and that's why I think I feel so good about them down the stretch, is because then you watch last night's game and you go, are the Eagles or the Packers really like that different? And again, I know they're good ball clubs, and I'm not trying to get Bears fans too excited, but like, if you're sitting there and you're the Packers, you're 5-3-1, you lose to the Panthers, you lose to the Browns, and I don't know the other one, but it's not like I'm feeling that different. I don't know. I don't feel that different as I do when I watch these Bears. You know, hey, we struggled to put away the Giants, sure, but like Green Bay lost to Cleveland. Like, you know, we're not like talking about these teams like, man, we feel like they can't, you know, we can't beat them. And I just think a lot of these teams look beatable. If our offense comes alive the way I think it can, and the defense just holds on for dear life, generates a couple of turnovers, all of a sudden you're in some of these games, and I think it's realistic you can go make a run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
So I know we just talked about posting and ghosting, Tim, but I do have this question from one of my DMs because I think it's really good. So yeah, sometimes I see the DMs and the requests are actually wholesome and interesting. This is from Jeffrey. Please, please, please ask Tim Jenkins about the lack of blocking from OZ on Caleb's late fourth quarter scramble. I feel like he nailed it in his breakdown. Have a wonderful night. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I almost lost my mind, and like in my office at home, I was fuming. So here's the thing. You can make physical errors. You can drop the ball. You can do all that. And I think, you know, would I love to see NFL receivers catch the ball every time? Yeah. I mean, I yell at third grade receivers about not catching the ball, right? So to me, it's like, that's a quarterback thing. Got to get over it. The one that Caleb scrambles and he gets rocked, we give zero effort. Our quarterback gets tackled at the 2-yard line by our guy who, listen, we've dropped so many balls that you pull anyone out of the crowd, they could probably catch. Then we give zero effort in our franchise quarterback. Like, and I kind of started going in on the film breakdown because it's like, dude, you know, it's like sarcastically, right? Hey, it's not a big deal. We don't need 18. Like, why would I care about trying to block for the guy who's been throwing me handoffs all the way down the field all day that I haven't caught? And then now I'm going to give no effort in the blocking game. Now, what I will say is he then did block on the final touchdown run, so maybe that got addressed already. But it was horrific effort. It was effort borderline where, like, for me, if I was in building as the receiver coach or the quarterback coach, like, I would immediately be pushing for no reps. Like, I just think it was just insulting to the team and the game of football, the lack of effort. And I get it. You're tired from running down the field and dropping the ball, but we got to at least somewhat try for our teammates. And that was horrific. Now, I think they probably addressed it already because he did a better job on the scramble touchdown. But yeah, I mean, especially if you're having a bad, if you're already playing bad, you then need to at least have effort, you know, because you're probably making everybody's salary in one game that's like paying money to go get there to watch you loaf and not catch the football. So to me, it's like, yeah, that was a tough one to watch. I still get fired up just thinking about it because I love football. I think the game is supposed to be played a certain way. And then especially for your teammates and especially for a guy like 18 was out there competing his tail off, trying to get us yards. He's going to get rocked at the 2-yard line. Like, the least we could do is attempt to block, even just box out. But it was pretty bad. Now, I do trust that this staff will get it corrected.
That is the voice of Tim Jenkins. He's the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He is our film man, specifically when it comes to evaluating the quarterback. You can catch Tim's full Caleb Williams breakdown video on his YouTube channel. That's at all things QB. Tim, I got to ask you, because you talked about the reps maybe being affected by the effort or lack thereof. You see what Luther Burden III can do. You've seen now what Colston Loveland can do. Seven targets, seven catches between them in this last game. It seems like it's time to unload these young guys and let Caleb go to work with them.
Really like the Burden kid. I love Colston Loveland too. Now, I'm not as maybe out on Komet. Like, I still see a big role for Komet. Komet's block too on Caleb Williams' touchdown run. I mean, he starts blocking the guy at the 10-yard line, finishes 4 yards in the end zone. Like, that to me is elite effort. That's what you need to go make a playoff push. The Burden kid, though, man, though, I tell you what, that 20-yard stop route that he runs at the end of the game, Caleb is perfect with his footwork. We would call it an inside zone seven hitch, plays right on time to it. It's a 20-yard, you know, a lot of people maybe call it a Harvey. I like a 20-yard stop. I think it's a little more simple. But the 20-yard stop, it was a great route, physical at the top, slight push off on the hip, right where you want it, where the refs won't call it. But it's impossible if you ever get your hip shoved full speed. You guys should try it in the office. Like, you know, you're walking down the hall trying to get a cup of coffee. Give Ray like a little shot to his low hip and see how it's hard to recover. So to me, like that, it was a perfect route, well executed. And then ultimately, you guys saw it. He catches it 20 yards down the field, and then he goes for another 5, another 10. It felt like DJ Moore level competitiveness with the football in his hand. So yeah, I'd love to see him get some more reps. There is a piece of me, and it's like, as mad as I got at 14, there's a piece of me that, you know, I don't want to rip him all the way to zero, right? Like, there's a piece of me that's like, hey, give him enough to try to earn his way back onto the field. And it's not even the physical stuff, it's the effort. So to me, it's like, I think Luther definitely deserves more reps. I think 14 deserves less. And I do think, you know, I don't want to rip him down to zero. I think you got to give him a chance to earn his way back. I think it'd be great to get into some of these even lighter personnel groupings where, hey, maybe we don't even have a back on the field and you actually just motion, you know, DJ back into the backfield and let him work. But man, there's a piece of me too, though, that goes, could you imagine getting into kind of like ought two, right? No running backs, two tight ends, like Komet and Loveland be there as double chip guys. And then you got DJ, you got Luther, and you got Rome. Well, guess what? Now we're going to motion DJ in the backfield because you went dime and we're going to run the ball at you. I think there's some really cool stuff we can get to down the stretch that's exciting. And I think we got the playmakers to do it finally. So, yeah, I think there's a lot there. But I do think
that is air raid.
Yeah. I think Luther deserves some more reps, though. I think 10 should get out there a little bit more, and I think he's earned it.
Real quick, we got to get out of here, Tim, and we always appreciate your time. What do you think of J.J. McCarthy? Is he good?
Oh, man, everybody's kind of roasting him because they're calling him 9 all over Twitter, right? Everybody's doing the 9 thing. I think, you know, honestly, I think J.J. is a lot further behind than some of these other young quarterbacks. I don't mean that in, like taking a shot at him. I just think he's way earlier on. I think he's, you know, Kevin, the O'Connell stuff, like that's a tough system. To me, it's one of those games though, where it's like, man, we let it slip early in the season, I think, right? I think anyone that watched that game kind of felt like, shoot, the Bears should have pulled that one out. Mm-hmm. So to me this week, I think we got to go 2-1, and I think it's realistic to go 2-1 over the next three. I think they all sneakily present their own issues. Aaron Rodgers is still spinning it every once in a while, so you catch them on a bad day. The Eagles, I think, are going to be tough no matter what. The Vikings, I think we can shut down JJ. The biggest thing when you look at JJ to me is I don't think our defense is going to stop anybody, but I do think the Vikings are ripe for us generating those two turnovers, which are what we've needed to then go and win some of these games.
That is Tim Jenkins. We always love getting his perspective. You can check out that full video on his YouTube channel of Caleb Williams and the Bears from Sunday. It is at All Things QB. Tim, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
That's Tim Jenkins. We always love talking every week with him. Coming up next, the Bears have an unlikely critic. And I'm kind of sad. I'm disappointed.
Don't be sad.
No.
Don't
be sad. I mean, it's an unlikely critic.
She's just a baby, Marshall.
If I'm just a baby, then...
Nah, she grown.
Then all of us are...
Compared to us, she's a baby.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
No.
That's fair.
I'm...
You might be old, but you're not as old as us, Layla. You'll never
like
be as old as us.
I feel like a surly permanent teenager.
Grody's elderly. I'm about to drop him off at the home after the show.
Well, we all have...
This guy's younger than me, wow. But I'm just kind of surprised at who said this. So let's listen and examine next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.